Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you? What have I been telling you? What have Joe and I been talking about for the last 8 years we've been doing this podcast? I have this thing called the Democrats, you know, the show your ass theory. How they have to keep one-upping each other to prove to other Democrats that they hate Trump more. It's like, let me show you my pipes. Let me show you my forearms. Let me show you my face. I'm going to show you my ass. They all have to. You see it now? Well, you know, when I joke about these things, I use sarcastic kind of names, but they're only humorous because they're based in a sadly tragic and serious point. What happened last night in Colorado is show your ass theory 101, which means what? Which means it's going to get worse. How can it get worse? Oh, don't go anywhere. Today's going to be a banger of a show. Going out with some style this week. Hey, this holiday season, MyPillow is offering amazing deals on all products. Just go to the radio podcast specials at MyPillow.com. Use promo code Dan. You'll receive free shipping on your entire order. Thanks, MyPillow. I got a big show for you today. I'm going to show you why what happened in Colorado is bigger than you think. Heard a couple of people say, well, we were going to lose Colorado anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, that was never the point. Stay tuned. A lot to talk about. Hey, do you know studies show that high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for mortality? And one in two adults have high blood pressure. I've been getting this lately too, which is why I welcome this new sponsor here. There's a 50-50 chance you're a walking time bomb, but you, not Big Pharma, can take control of your blood pressure with the help of 120 Life. My daughter tried this last night too, loves it. 120 Life is a blend of great tasting superfruit juices and is formulated with ingredients that have been shown to naturally help control high blood pressure and are endorsed by thousands of health professionals. Try it yourself risk-free with their two-week trial pack. Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com. Use the code Dan to save 15% and receive free shipping. They're so sure that 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks that they'll give you your money back if you're not satisfied. You have nothing to lose but those high blood pressure numbers. I like these guys a lot. I got some high blood pressure readings recently. Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com and use code Dan to save 15%. This is serious. Your life we're talking about. 120 Life can help. These statements have not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. The product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thanks, 120life.com. We appreciate it. All right, Joseph, we got way too much to talk about.
Yes, sir. Let's get this started. Bare your ass Wednesday, Dan. That was a good pickup.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Thank you. By the way, I just want to show you one thing quick. Joe finally brought it in for those original, the P1s of P1s. Some of you know what this is. If you know what this is, you are hardcore. You've been here for this is the original Jay's abacus that people kept confusing with a man named Jay's abacus.
The one and only, bro.
So it is real, in case you thought we were messing with you. Okay, folks, last night was a declaration of electoral war on you. Make no mistake. This is Show Your Ass Theory 101. I've had this theory for a long time that it's become kind of a shibboleth, a code word, a password in the Democrat Party to do increasingly crazy things to prove as kind of this blood oath that you hate Donald Trump more than the next guy. I've never seen anything like it. I have never seen it. For as much as I can't stand Joe Biden, I would never recommend, nor recommend to anyone else, that they recommend extra constitutional means to get rid of this guy, because then you might as well throw the Constitution and the Republic out. The Democrats and liberals, of course, don't give a rat's freaking ass about that. And listen, let's just get something out of the way. I'm going to get crazy from the beginning. I'm talking about blood pressure. Give me the 120 Life right now. Down one on the air. These people hate you. I need you to understand this. I'm not talking to the P1s out there and the hardcore chatsters. Welcome. I'm talking to the swampy morons who are still convinced, oh, if there's a little rapprochement and a little peace pipe, maybe if we roast some s'mores around a campfire, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and liberals will like us. They hate you. Do you understand they hate you? I tweeted that this morning. They hate you. They hate U.S. citizens. They hate our border. They hate our country. They hate the color of your skin. They hate the color of their skin. They hate everyone. They are nihilists. They hate you. Is everybody in the chat, please, I don't take polls for the F of it here. Please. Yes, sir. Do you understand this? They hate you. Stop looking for another why are they doing this? Because they hate you. They freaking hate you. They hate. Remember that? That was that. Was that Ocho Cinco? That was the guy in the back. Yeah, you hate me, right? They do. They can't stand you. Digest it. They did this for a reason. They are declaring electoral war on you. They want you to know they're in charge and they don't give a shit what you think. Here is the ruling from the Colorado Supreme Court last night. The most humiliating, embarrassing ruling, I would argue, in modern judicial history. Here it is, basically disqualifying Trump from the ballot under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Because he is disqualified, it would be a wrongful act under the election code to let him as a candidate on the presidential primary ballot. There it is right there. Four people, never elected, who you've never met in your life, who have no attachment to you whatsoever, dictating the results of the next U.S. election. Let me ask you a question. If this race, Jim, do me a favor, Guido, can you look this up for me? How many electoral votes does Colorado have? They have, I'm going to take a stab. It's probably between like 10 and 20 electoral college votes. If Donald Trump were to run in the next election, and just say this stands, 10. Okay, well, there you go. I was right, 10, between 10. They have 10. Say Donald Trump loses by 6 electoral votes in the electoral college or 5, and he was not on the Colorado ballot. A state difficult to win, but not impossible. How is it going to make you feel that 4 jerkwads you've never met in your entire life fabricated an entire 200-page document on penumbras pulled out of thin air to steal an election? How's that going to make you feel? Have the Democrats thought any of this through? Did they, you know, there's that old saying by Aeneas who said, you know, the victor is not victorious until the vanquished considers himself so. Did the liberals think they were victorious because we considered ourselves vanquished? Did they think we were just going to sit back and take any of this? Are you freaking crazy?
Do not flee.
If we ever had a moment for you to do not flee, this is it, man. You got the Colorado GOP already going, okay, we'll just do a caucus. We don't need a primary ballot. Thanks. The Supreme Court may intervene, but when the Supreme Court intervene, why are we throwing a Hail Mary to the Supreme Court? We have our own tools now, too. A Republican with some money right now should fund a lawsuit in a couple of red states to say that Joe Biden, by taking money from the Chinese Communist Party in the form of a $40,000 check, we have the bank records for, that Joe Biden is engaged in an act of insurrection in the United States, and we should take him off the ballot too. That's it. That's the end of the show. I'm kidding. So I got a lot more to say. How do you like that? Chatsters, how do you feel about that idea? Why are we not doing that? Oh my gosh, it would be unethical. That's a good one. Here's the 14th Amendment that they used ridiculously to remove Trump from the ballot in Colorado. Notice the president as an office never appears in the 14th Amendment at all, outside of electors. No person shall be a senator. Is Trump running for the U.S. Senate, Joe?
No, Dan.
Okay. Is he running for representative in Congress?
No.
Is he running to be an elector of the president or vice president?
No.
Okay. Is he running for a civil or military or holding any technical office under the United States he's been appointed to, not elected to? You don't think so? You would be correct. Okay. You would be correct. Joe, one more here. Is he running for state legislature? Let's throw one more. An executive or judicial officer of a state, not the United States. Is he running for that? No, he's not. That's correct. I think that's 6 or 7. So he's not even, so this doesn't even apply to Donald Trump at all. So how come Colorado kicked him off the ballot using the 14th Amendment? Because they made it up. Because why? Because why? Because why? Because they hate you. Because they hate you. That's why. Because they freaking hate you. Now, we haven't even gotten to, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States? What? Now, I'm going to go back to my suggestion before I show you how ridiculous even insinuating Trump was involved in an insurrection, which is hilariously stupid. Hilariously stupid. If this is the new law of the land, why are we relying on the Supreme Court? How do you feel about this? Chatsters! Chatsters! How do you feel about this? Money. Let's get a lawsuit in red states. Give the biggest double-barreled, and just kick Biden off like 4 or 5 ballots. What are the Democrats going to say? What are they going to say? You can't do that. That's unethical. You just did it. You just did it in Colorado. Matter of fact, let's play a one-upsmanship game. How do you feel about that? Let's go to like 5 or 6 red states that total maybe 20 or 30 electoral votes, and let's play a game of how many electoral votes we can disqualify people from the ballot. What do you think in the chat? Do it. Do it. Do it, baby. Do it. Listen to me. Listen to me, chatsters. And everybody listening to the show, because now we got the whole like liberal media ecosystems like obsessed with this show now. They're like terrified of my show now because we draw a bigger audience than most cable channels at this time because everybody's here. Everybody's here talking right now. Everybody's here in a little Bongino army. Everybody. Everybody's joining in now. I'm not kidding. I'm not. I'm serious as a heart attack. Elizabeth, I am dead serious. Joe Biden, if Donald Trump saying, you got this cut, keep the peacefully and patriotically, if this classifies as an insurrection under the 14th Amendment, which doesn't even apply to the presidency, and you can make that up, if speech like this is classified as insurrection-type material worthy of kicking someone off a ballot and stealing another election, then surely Joe Biden accepting $40,000 of Chinese communist money, surely that applies too as a giving aid or comfort. Key, back to the 14th Amendment quick. I just want to make sure. It says, or given aid or comfort to enemies thereof. Joe, China, enemy of the United States? Some would say so, like everyone. That's correct. And you would think like taking $40,000 from them and giving them aid or comfort, it applies, right? Surely, under an expansive reading of the 14th Amendment. So again, if language like this is an insurrection, then surely Joe Biden supporting the Chinese Communist Party is the same. Take a listen.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections.
Kick them off the... If that qualifies, get Joe Biden off the ballot too. Republicans, and I'm not talking about you, the hardcore conservatives in here and the people who give a shit about this country, to the swamp rat, you know, D-bags, and, you know, the Swampies, the Lindsey Grahams of the world, and all these other people destroying our party, the Mitt Romneys and stuff, who have, you know, castrated eunuchs. To all of you out there, why would you not kick Joe Biden off the ballot for taking money from the Chinese Communist Party if that qualifies as an insurrection under the 14th Amendment? Can you give me one good reason why? Of course you can. You got no balls. Your balls were removed surgically. Was it a banding procedure? You know, they do that with cows and stuff. You put like bands and stuff. Is that how they did it? Or was it just like... Was it Zorro like? How did that happen? How did you lose your balls exactly? Are they in like a little container? You got them in formaldehyde? These were my balls, but they're not here anymore. What happened to them? What happened? Did they grind them up into like a powder or something like that? What happened to your, what happened to that thing? Folks, why are they doing this? I opened up in the beginning. A lot of people said to me, well, we weren't going to win Colorado anyway. So what's the point? That's not the point. The Democrats want Trump off the ballot in multiple states. Why? Obviously, they want to mess with Trump and steal an election. But ladies and gentlemen, if Trump's not on the ballot, I can almost guarantee you in Colorado, almost no Republicans going to show up in Colorado to vote. Oh, what would happen? Last time I checked in a presidential election, there are what's called down ballot races too, which it happens once in a while, like all the time, because Congress is on the ballot, state measures are on the ballot, some state legislative races are on the ballot. That's why it's called, does anybody know what that day's called? It's called, shit, Election Day. It's not called Presidential Election Day. That's right. So weird. You get what they're doing here? This is going to get worse. Why are we relying on the Supreme Court? Will they save us? Probably, but why should we rely? We have power too. Why are we acting like a bunch of feckless, castrated, nutless eunuchs? Why? You want to change something, then go and grab life by the nuts, okay? Go out there in red states and teach these people a lesson, okay? Teach them an electoral lesson and kick Joe Biden off the ballot too. Will it stand in the Supreme Court? Probably not. But if the Supreme Court will save us, maybe it'll save them too. Maybe then the left will swallow the syrup of Ipecac and go, ah, we toyed with the wrong people. The reason they keep getting away with it is because we keep doing nothing. You should match their political tactical moves, however immoral and illegal, with equally political tactical moves using their exact same thinking and their exact same battle plan. What are they going to tell you? That's unethical to do? You can't kick Biden off the ballot. You idiots just did it. You just did it. Again, how about we grow some balls, grow them. I don't know if you got to put chia seeds on them or what. Maybe a little like fertilizer. I don't know what you need to do. Rub a little testosterone on that. I don't know. And how about we fight back? Why are we relying on the Supreme Court? What if the Supreme Court said, what if they go along with this? Oh, that'll never happen. Everybody swore it wouldn't happen in Colorado too. And it did. Why are we pussyfooting around? We have actual power too. Relying on judges to save us from what is unquestionably immoral, unethical, and unconstitutional, and acting like we have no power in a federation of states here, 50 states, that all have different governing systems and the principle of federalism, is the biggest wuss bag move I've ever seen in my life. Grow some freaking balls, bro. You've got huge states like Texas. Kick Biden off the ballot there. Get him off.
We can't do that.
No, you absolutely can. And for all the people out there going, well, you know, Biden may have taken money from China and he may have given aid or comfort to the enemy, but at least we don't talk violently like Trump did when he said go march peacefully and patriotically. Oh, Guy says I can. Wait a second. He says I. Dan, you're wrong. They have Guy. I'm sorry. He says he's got some video. I was totally unaware of Democrats talking like violent maniacs to a politician. So crazy. I don't believe. Let me see what you got. I'm not buying this.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
If they go low, we kill.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. Mm-hmm. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
This way. That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot
about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
For the record, I roundly, sincerely, candidly, from the bottom of my heart, condemn political violence. I do not want to live in a country where my daughters fighting street to street against their neighbors. And you shouldn't either. But ladies and gentlemen, we didn't ask for this fight. They did. I condemn any kind of violent political rhetoric. Why? Because I don't believe in that, and I never will. But I will defend myself if you attack me. And the Democrats are the most violent people you will ever meet. Combine that with that there's no emergency break in their behavior. These secular progressive lunatics, and they will do anything to destroy this country and steal an election. And we got a real problem on our hands. They are doing this to destroy down ballot races, to destroy Donald Trump. And ladies and gentlemen, they're doing it for another reason too, which I'll get to in a second. Let me take a quick break. Blood pressure's a little high. I think you understand. I'm not going to say the red line was crossed last night because it was crossed after Mar-a-Lago. But if the red line was here, Mar-a-Lago was here, we are now way downstream of the red line, folks. This is just downright seriously dangerous now. We are getting into really dangerous coup type stuff now. And there's no debating that. Folks, diversify your savings with physical precious metals while stockpiling silver in your home safe. It's Birch Gold Group's most popular special of the year. Now, through December 22nd, for every $5,000 you spend with Birch Gold, they'll send you a 1 ounce Silver Eagle coin for free. How do you get it? Text Dan to 989898. Claim your eligibility for that now. You can purchase gold and silver and have it shipped directly to your home, or have Birch Gold's precious metal specialists help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold for no money out of pocket. And they'll send you free silver for every $5,000 you purchase. Keep it for yourself or give something with real value as a stocking stuffer this year. I'll take one. Just text the keyword Dan to 989898 to claim your eligibility. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of happy customers, including me, many times, now's the best time to buy gold from Birch Gold. Text Dan to 989898. Claim your eligibility for free silver on qualifying purchases before December 22nd. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision. Message and data rates apply. So, folks, they're not just doing this to toy with Trump, to destroy down ballot races, because they know no Republican's going to show up if Trump's not on the ballot right now. They're also trying to set a precedent. The precedent is what? That if this passes in Colorado and the Supreme Court does nothing about it, the precedent is that this will every liberal state's going to go in this direction. It'll be a matter of seconds. Seconds. So anyone out there telling you it doesn't matter, we weren't going to win Colorado anyway, I'm really sorry. You're absolutely missing the point. The Democrats are 10 steps ahead of you if you think that. This has to stop. And to sum this up, a couple more points. We cannot rely on the freaking Supreme Court. I can't say this enough. No more freaking Hail Marys. This ain't the Doug Flutie game. You have power in Republican states. Go do the same thing. Give me one tactical reason why you wouldn't. The Democrats realize, listen to me, man. They don't listen to rhetoric. They only respond to action. These are tactical, political outlaws. They don't care. They respond to action. The way they realized they screwed up when Harry Reid scrapped the filibuster for judges is when, for I can't really stand them, but when McConnell and the Republican Senate said, all right, you want to dump the filibuster for the appeals court? We're going to dump it for the Supreme Court and stick our guys in there. It's one of the few times the swamp ever struck back ever, and the Democrats were like, holy shit, we're really screwed. You want to pack the courts? Pack, go ahead. I told them, did I not say this? Pack the courts. Joe, do you remember this show? Go ahead. Pack the Supreme Court, Democrats. Add 4 Democrats. And when Trump wins next time, I'm going to propose we add 22 Republicans.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Remember, you want reparations? Go for it in California. Just do me a favor. Reparations should be payable right away. You no loans. and by every citizen who should write a check in California for reparations. Go ahead, do it. They don't understand, bro. They only understand action. Oh, gee, look at that. Very nice. New York Times, New York, to consider reparations for descendants of enslaved people. Go for it, baby. Go for it. Go for it. I have two conditions. Only people who vote for this should pay, and the check's got to be made out right away out of your bank account. Do it. Do it. Go ahead. Do it. Every conservative should move and leave liberals behind to pay that bill. Go for it. Go for it, baby. You want to pack the Supreme Court? Go ahead and do it. You want to pull Donald Trump off the ballot in Colorado? You guys go for it. Texas, Florida, any swing state, Ohio, that we lean Republican, pull Joe Biden off the ballot. If we had any balls, that's what we'd be doing.
God, man, do not flee.
If there was ever a time. And one last thing here. Donald Trump's never been charged with insurrection. Never been charged with treason. Matter of fact, either is anyone else we know of substance. Forget about the fact that Donald Trump has never been convicted of insurrection or treason. He's never been charged. Yet Colorado moved anyway. So for any of you out there on the liberal side who really can plant the biggest wet one on my ass here, it's right here for you. Here. It's right here. Right here. You got it right. You see that? Just for you. There's a lot of surface area there. Thank you. You can plant it. I'll put a little bullseye on it for you. For those of you out there going, oh, well, you can't kick Joe Biden. He's never been convicted of colluding with China for money. Donald Trump hasn't either. Doesn't matter. He's never even been charged. Unlike Joe Biden, who's now under an impeachment inquiry where there is an actual procedure going on. Ha! There you go. You see? Look at that. You ever see that Giphy? If you're a Giphy person, you know what a Giphy is? You ever see it? Guy pointing at his... Joe Biden's actually undergoing an impeachment inquiry right now for colluding with our enemies. Get him off the ballot. I don't want to hear anything about what we can and can't do anymore. Do it. Just do it. Just do it and don't ever look back. These people only learn when stuff is done, not spoken about. Folks, remember what I brought up yesterday, by the way, showing you how, you have to ask yourself sometimes, why is the swamp so swampy? If the Lindsey Grahams and Mitt Romneys of the world, why are they so swampy? Why are all these people so gutless when it comes to actually doing stuff? Is anybody, they talk big on TV. It's like Charlie Brown's teacher and they never do jack shit when it comes to time for doing stuff. You ever wonder why that is? Well, one of the guys I actually like, he's a member of the House of Representatives, guy Tim Burchett from Nashville. Did you hear about this Jeffrey Epstein thing? That apparently 170 plus people on his client list may be outed in the coming days. I can't wait for that. I've already told you the Epstein story. Let's just say a friend who knows about something, if you've heard the story, was on the plane with Clinton with the Epstein thing, and he said, I'm out of here, Daddy-O. I told that story quite a few times, so I know a lot about this story. There are a lot of people who know old Jeff. A lot of people. So it's kind of weird, like this client list is about to come out. Everybody got quiet all of a sudden about the Senate sex tape scandal, and nobody wants to say anything. So strange. They confront Tricky Dick Durbin on it, and he's like, I don't know nothing about that client list. Tim Burchett, pretty good congressman. Guy's got some balls. Someone asked him about this, why everybody was so quiet up there about these sex scandals and all this other stuff, and these swampy people all got all quiet all of a sudden. What's going on? Listen to this.
Too many of my colleagues, I'm afraid, are compromised. In this area, for whatever reason, somebody just whispered in their ear, said, hey, you don't want something to come out on something else. You better keep your mouth shut on this. And that's exactly what they've done. And it continues to go, whether it's the honeypot that the Russians used to use or something worse. I don't know. But it's clearly, you see that up and down the line. You see good conservatives vote for liberal policies.
Chatsters, quickie poll here. Bacino here? Is Bacino? You have anybody in Bacino here? Quickie poll. You believe some members of Congress and the Senate may have some connection to the Epstein client list? A simple why for yes will do. No, if you think, nah, no chance at all. Nah, they're such ethical people. Why would they have anything to do with a child abusing sex pervert? I mean, oh, look at that. Wow. Looks pretty unanimous. Looks pretty unanimous right away. Look at that. Wow. It's just flying. Is there any nose in there at all? Anyway, did we break the chat on that one? Everybody got real quiet. Good point, Tim Burchett. Why are a bunch of people awfully quiet right now voting for swampy stuff? And somebody have something on them? Is that client list going to have some names? Guess we'll see. Something else happened yesterday at the White House. Something I have a little bit of expertise in. Happened with Hunter Biden. Did you hear the story about this manifest? How Hunter Biden was traveling with the president. You know, Hunter Biden, the guy who is involved deeply in this international scandal. The son of the president of the United States. Oh, it's a big scandal. He was traveling with the president, what we would call the POTUS, president of the United States in the old Secret Service. And strange. Appears they tried to delete him from a manifest, which is weird because I've got a little bit of experience with that. And I've never seen anything like that. I'll explain what I think is up coming up next, because that's strange and unusual. All right, quick break here. Oh, yeah, thanks, Guy. That was Guy's hand, in case you were like, was it some ghost or something? Come on, guys. It's especially important this time of the year to decide where to spend your hard-earned money. Choose companies that share our values. You know the test, right? What do you think, chatsters? Do you think? Any sniffs left? Not only are the sniffs left, Joe. Sniff for you? How's it smell? Smells delicious. Blackout coffee! Blackout coffee. Guy, any sniffs for you? Oh, look at them hands. Look at the... Blackout coffee, baby. Be awake, not woke. Get coffee with a company that loves you, loves the country. Most importantly, they love coffee. You know, one of the things about this country is producing good products. They don't want you to buy crap products. This stuff is great. As you can tell, I probably drink a lot of it. That's why I'm proud to personally recommend Blackout Coffee. So we head into 2024, start the year off right with a resolution to support companies like Blackout Coffee that love us, love America, and produce the best coffee out there. I was watching, saw on a side note, a cool video yesterday about how coffee can help increase your dopamine receptor. It was a Huberman thing, so I've been drinking even more coffee lately. But listen, you do you. This coffee is amazing. Do me a favor, check out blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Ditch those other guys. Blackout Coffee remains true to our values. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino, or use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. And our last sponsor today, it's great coffee, folks. Genucel Skincare. It's the holiday season. Christmas time for gift-giving parties with friends, getting compliments everywhere you go, and looking years younger. Thanks to Genucel Skincare. From now until Christmas, Genucel Skincare's most popular package is better than 70% off at Genucel.com. Think about that. Treat yourself and a loved one to the best skincare in the world. You can see those troubling forehead wrinkles, fine lines, that skin redness, bags and puffiness, and yes, even the sagging jawline disappear right before your eyes with Genucel's most popular collection. With its immediate effects, see results in less than 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. It's a great holiday gift, ladies and gentlemen. Paula loves Genucel Skincare. So does my mother-in-law. Plus, included in every most popular package is your free hyaluronic acid serum for skin hydration that can restore your youthful appearance. Visit genucel.com/Dan now. Enter my special code Dan for an additional 10% off your entire order. Every order today is instantly upgraded to free express shipping. Guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Genucel.com/Dan. GENUCEL.com/Dan. Thanks, Genucel. We appreciate it. So something suspicious happened yesterday, which again reiterates my point that the Democrats just don't care. They have thrown out policy, procedure, MOs, modus operandi, the law, everything. They don't care. What was up with this? There was a report on Fox yesterday which piqued my interest. Now, you know what I did in the past. It's relevant to this. I don't like to talk about it too much, but unfortunately I'm stuck because it's what I know. When you are an agent with the United States Secret Service, your job is to do what? It's to protect what we would call protectees. Why are they protectees? Because we protect them. Now, if you protect them, you need to know where they are at all times. There's command posts, there's protectee logs. You need to know where they are, and you also need to know where they are and were in case there's an incident. So wherever a protectee goes, they will appear on a manifest. what is a manifest? A manifest is exactly what it is, like a passenger manifest on a plane. Everyone on Air Force One goes through a manifest. Yes, even the Secret Service. You go up the back steps. There's an Air Force officer there. He says, what's your name? Or enlisted. And you say, Agent Dan Bongino, thank you. Have a nice day. Everybody who gets on that plane is manifested. Same thing for the helicopter. Everybody who gets on that helicopter is manifested. Why? Because sometimes people will try to get on the helicopter who don't belong. And for those of you out there, any helicopter pilots in the chat? Joe, you don't need to be a helicopter pilot. We're at 100,000. We're only halfway through the show. And now, do you think weight matters on a helicopter? Joe, you're not a pilot, but let me just throw that out there. You think maybe it does? Yeah, of course it does. So do you want seven extra people on your helicopter that could potentially kill the president by dropping a helicopter? No. Do you even want one person with his baggage on there? No. You want the people who are manifested so they can distribute the weight. What do you know, Dan? Have you been on Marine One? Yes. How many times? A lot. Have you ever gotten on Marine One not manifest? No. Has anyone else you know about? No. It's so crazy that we even manifest elevators. You do? Yes. We manifest elevators. Did you know that? And it goes out to everyone. So nobody tries to get on the elevator who doesn't belong on the elevator with the president. Because everybody knows if you ain't on the manifest, you ain't getting on. So how is it that a United States Secret Service protectee, one Hunter Biden, who has a Secret Service detail, by the way, and agents responsible for him as well, how is it he slipped on the president's bird, Marine One, without a manifest? Was he making sense? And it's a little unclear who wasn't manifested. Was he not manifested on the bird? Was he not manifested on the press release? What was he not manifested on? I don't know. Listen to this Fox report, though, but it's clear to me somebody's trying to hide something. Check this out.
Broadly, the White House has been assailing the GOP for pushing the impeachment inquiry and federal investigations into Hunter Biden. But the White House might not have helped their own arguments that the president is keeping far away from all of Hunter's legal woes. We were all just watching the first family's return from Delaware on Marine One, and my colleague Peter Ducey noticed someone hop off the chopper who was not on the passenger list the White House gave us. Hunter Biden. So Hunter is apparently here at the White House after defying a congressional subpoena while being indicted and facing a maximum of 17 years behind bars on the financial crimes, plus another 25 on the gun charges that he is facing, John.
All right. Interesting that he wasn't on the helicopter manifest.
Yes, sir. John Roberts, it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, there are a couple possible scenarios here because we actually do honest reporting, even though I dislike this family intensely. There's a possibility he is, in fact, on the Secret Service documentation, which I believe he probably was. And the documents they gave the press, he wasn't on Hunter Biden. But that begs the obvious question. Why was he on one set, not the other? Because that almost never happens, ever. What are you trying to hide? Why do you have a hat on? Why was he getting out of the helo, like looking like he was like a ninja? What are they trying to hide? Folks, there's an easy way to figure this out. You can FOIA all these documents, of course, and just start asking basic questions. First question I would ask, I'm just throwing this out there, is say he is on the Secret Service documents, but he's not on the documents released to the press. Pretty simple question is, have you done this before? Are there other guests you don't include on the on these press releases, and why? If they have an honest answer, fine, I'd love to hear it. But ladies and gentlemen, this is hierarchy in action. President of the United States lives by a different set of rules than you do right now. You want him to see what the rules look like, kicking him off the ballot, kicking Trump off the ballot. Trump, Biden loves every minute of this. Then we should kick Biden off the ballot too and show him what rules look like. Another thing we should be doing immediately is we should be pressuring the Department of Justice every single day to enforce the ignoring of the congressional subpoena by Hunter Biden. And he did it in front of the camera, giving you the middle finger, giving a press conference, telling you he was going to ignore the subpoena. So my question is, why isn't Hunter Biden in handcuffs? I mean, Peter Navarro got locked up at an airport for this. Steve Bannon got thrown in jail. Steve Bannon. And Steve Bannon had an actual lawyer telling him, I'm not sure this is a legit subpoena. He had an actual legal argument. Whether you agree with it or not, fine, I get it. If you get a congressional subpoena, you know, maybe show up and plead the fifth and tell him to go pound sand, whatever. But there's no question that that happened. So why is Hunter Biden still out there? Hunter Biden is still out there, folks, because we live in a hierarchy. We do not live in a republic. The republic is dead. You live in a full-blown hierarchical tyranny right now, and especially in blue states. And I'm going to cover this tomorrow. Don't miss tomorrow's show. I'm going to prove to you the republic is dead as a doornail. We can get it back in 2024, but it is on life support right now. Breathing once every 10 minutes to barely keep some cells alive. You know, it's weird for a second. I'm like, is he okay over there? Joe's doing this like labored breathing. And it didn't occur to me. Like I just said that I get the partial EMT right at me. It was like, we took like first responder training. I was going to go look, listen, feel. Look at his chest, listen, feel the karate. That's what he looks. This is hierarchy in action. And to prove to you that the Democrats don't give a shit about the republic, the rule of law, they don't care about defying subpoenas at all. They care about showing you who's in charge. Here's a little supercut here about Democrats whining, bitching, griping, and moaning when Bannon and Navarro basically fought these congressional subpoenas. But saying nothing right now about hidden Hunter Biden on Marine One doing the exact same thing. Take a look.
Do you think people who refuse to comply with congressional subpoenas should be prosecuted by the Justice Department and at the end of the day go to jail?
Yes.
If you act deliberately with sneering, cavalier contempt for the American people and their representatives, we will hold you in contempt. In America, when you are subpoenaed to testify in court or in Congress, you show up, period.
That if we fail to hold C. Bannon accountable, that he will be the exception. He will become the rule. Either we are all equal before the law or none of us is. This is the essence of our democracy.
Either we're all in this together, either the rule of law applies to everyone equally, or we lose out on a fundamental aspect of our democracy that the rule of law applies to everyone and no one is above that law.
Mr. Bannon stands alone in his complete defiance of our subpoena. That's not acceptable. No one in this country, no matter how wealthy or how powerful, is above the law.
I haven't heard jack shit from any of them about Hunter Biden defying a congressional subpoena. Not only defying it, but giving a press conference in front of the United States Senate. But it was a congressional House side subpoena. Exactly. He went on the other side just to stick it to everyone. You hear anything from them? You don't hear shit. Why do you hear nothing from them? Because they're hierarchical tyrants. They're in charge and you're not. And they're going to let you know. Now, how do we fight this? You know, some guy yesterday in the Facebook, and I understand, I hate when I get these, but I get them and I give you the comments and the critique. Some guy's like, hey, man, you never offer solutions. Bullshit. I offer solutions all the time. I already told you what to do about the Colorado case. Republican AGs and, you know, wealthy Republican donors, just like the Democrat wealthy donors are doing, should engage in the same lawfare and get Biden off the ballot. That's the why does everybody want some advanced solution? We need to engage in four-dimensional. You don't need to engage in anything. Do the same shit they're doing. It's not hard. What do we do about Hunter Biden? It's really simple. You throw him in jail for defying this congressional subpoena. The DOJ is never going to do that. It's led by Derek Farland, the attorney general name only. Okay. State attorney generals in the Republican states. Why aren't we investigating Hunter Biden? I'm sure he did some kind of crime over there somewhere you could find somewhere and dig it up. Oh, no, we can't do that. Why can't you do that? I'm not suggesting you break the law. I'm not suggesting you violate the law. I'm certainly not suggesting you frame anyone. I'm just telling you, Hunter Biden was clearly engaged in some very serious allegations of malfeasance with money. Charges of foreign influence and other things. These are serious allegations. Clearly, there's a nexus to your states. Why aren't you doing anything about it? Why? You don't have to make anything up, nor would I suggest that. It's there in front of you. Why aren't you doing anything? Why do we, the people who actually run this country, it's our country, it's not yours. You guys actually and ladies work for us. Why do we always have to like pull you guys along? Why do we have to grab you by the reins and pull you and beg you to do and take advantage of your power like Democrats do all the time? What are you going to say? It's unethical to go after political opponents for actual crimes when Democrats are going after Donald Trump for fake made up crimes? Why are you not doing anything? You guys have your own scandals you got to deal with or something? Is there something someone's holding over your head? A sword of Damocles or something? Here's the swamp in action. You are never going to see a better segment here. Video audio that sums up the swamp in action. You got that Lindsey Graham thing? Here. This is why we will never win with these people in charge. They are so afraid of using the power they've been given to them to fight back that they just sit there and they just take it like docile little puppies. Here's Lindsey Graham wasting all of America's time on a weekend show. Ask the easiest question in the world about Joe Biden's connection to this major, major scandal with his son. The evidence is everywhere. The bank records, the suspicious activity reports, the texts, the emails, the photos, the voice messages, the Poroshenko recordings, the Bobulinski testimony, the Schwerin emails, the Devin Archer testimony, the fire the son of a bitch video, the documents in the Penn Biden Center. The evidence is everywhere. The evidence against Biden is overwhelming. Not according to Lindsey Graham, who apparently hasn't seen any of it. Complete freaking waste of time, this guy. Look at this.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa said that he does not see any evidence, quote, that the president is guilty of anything. Do you agree with him? Is there any evidence so far?
You know, I haven't really been paying that much attention to it. They have to prove that President Biden somehow financially benefited from the business enterprises of Hunter Biden. We'll see.
Have they done it yet, in your mind?
If there were a smoking gun, I think we'd be talking about it.
Holy shit. If there were a smoking gun, we'd be talking. There's not a smoking gun. There is a smoking armada of naval ships launching cannons. Are you stupid? Where do we find these idiots? And why do they act like this? The answer is because they can. Because people still vote these guys in office. How is this guy still in office? What has this guy done for anyone? And I got to tell you also, we should disconnect from this guy in the MAGA movement too. I know he gets booed everywhere he goes. This guy is as useless as on a bull. He really is. He's got a national audience. He knows about the SARS, texts, emails, videos, Poroshenko stuff. He knows about the son of a bitch video. He knows about all this stuff, the checks. He knows about it. And what does he do? Talk about it. I got better things to do. Freaking pathetic. We don't do shit. You got a bunch of January 6 people in jail for a capital invasion and an insurrection. Under what charge? They invaded the people's house and stayed there. Okay, that's interesting. Then how come these people, who appear to be supporting terrorists, invaded the Capitol the other day, did the exact same thing? And what happened to them? Is there a big FBI investigation? Not as far as we know. Here, look at this. Check this out. Oh, look, an invasion of the Capitol. Marjorie Taylor Greene took this video. Who is this? Is that Linda Sarsour? Oh, look at that group. I'm sure that's a group that absolutely loves America right there. What's going to happen? They just decided it's time to occupy and start screaming. What happened? Are they in a gulag? Gulag. Gulag my ass. They're probably collecting donations right now. Probably heroes on the left. Those two videos back to back are back to back for a reason. It's what freaking hierarchy looks like. We have our guys. They're in charge. Lindsey Graham's part of the posse. Hunter Biden's a made man. So is the Biden family. Lindsey's like, I've been friends with him. You know, we're buddies forever, me and Joe Biden. Why would I say anything? If you're in the crew, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Lindsey Graham, what happens to you? The answer is nothing happens to you. However, if you're not in a crew like Donald Trump, you get your ass thrown off the ballot in Colorado for a fake insurrection under a 14th Amendment. It doesn't even apply to the office you're running for. Clearly. I don't know, Donnie. I don't know. Actually, I do know. I said in the beginning, kick him off the ballot. Yeah. So, Donnie, I do have an answer for you there. And you want to see again how the rules just absolutely do not apply to made men. That was perfect. Yeah, I didn't even get to see. I just figured that out. Made men. Played it. You have that again. Oh, that's my favorite. Do you remember how that started, by the way, the Donnie Brasco drop? That was Paula.
What are you going to do?
I don't know, Donnie. That's Paula's favorite line from Donnie Brasco. When he said, when Lefty's telling Donnie about his son, like, he's going to die because he's a drug addict, and Donnie's response back, oh, what are you going to do? He don't know what else to say. But when, that was Paula. I had to Paula for that one. Folks, there's two. If you're a made guy, nothing's going to happen to you. And they don't really give a shit that you know it. Look at this New York Post article. First daughter Ashley Biden owes $5,000 in income taxes, lien documents show. Does anybody in the Biden family pay taxes? No. Listen, it's not the amount. Is $5,000 a lot of money in taxes? Oh, no, but that's not the point. That's not the point at all. The point is Hunter Biden is being charged with not paying millions in taxes, potentially. Joe Biden, I'm almost positive, has not paid taxes on some of this money he's gotten in services and benefits from this little association with his internal mob. What's happening to them? The answer is jack shit. What about the fair share? You got to pay your fair share. Why aren't they calling them out? His family all got rich off Biden's name. At least pay taxes off your bribes. Gee, what do you think? Fair? You get bribed, at least pay taxes on it. He's right. He says nothing fair about any of this. So I did you all a favor, all you libs out there, you fair share, phony, fake, freaking fraud losers. Losers. Because you're all fakes, you're all frauds. I will never forget at the Montgomery County Fair running for office, getting into a debate with hack Democrat Chris Van Hollen's staffer, telling me about how we should raise taxes. I said, do you pay extra? No, I don't pay extra. Why not? You said taxes are great. Well, I don't need to pay. Everyone else should pay. Well, why don't you start and show us by example? I don't want to do that because you're a freaking lying piece of garbage. Here's the website, folks. This is real. Right, Gee? I sent you the link. This is not fake. Gifts to the United States government. All you fake, phony, fraud libs. Any liberals in the chat? Is Rue Biden there? There you go. There's gifts to the U.S. government. fiscal.treasury.gov/public/gifts. To government.html. Here, you can make a contribution. Go right ahead, you fake, phony pieces of garbage. Give your money to government. I'm not doing it. Of course you're not, because the government, you might as well flush it down a toilet. The money would actually be more effective if you burned it. Because if you give it to the government, it's going to give it to someone and not work. That's going to ruin their life. You're better off burning it. Take it in the back and just burn it. Take whole wheelbarrows, just like this, Joe, right in the fire. There's the website. That's a real website. Gee, can we add that to the newsletter? Is that possible? We'll throw this in either today or tomorrow for all you libs out there. Go ahead, donate to the government. It's right there. You won't. Send us the receipt. We'll actually give you a shout out. Send us the receipt of the thousands you send to the government, you fakes. Ashley Biden, you could do that. Oh, no, she's like, I haven't even paid my regular taxes. What about, yeah, but the gifts. By the way, some people do give to this. Liberals, they love giving to the government. This is an article from 2014, but from what I've heard from my friends who are experts on this, the numbers still hold. Here's from the Tax Foundation. Treasury donations to that website make up less than 1/40,000 of voluntary giving. You libs. So generous to the government, aren't you? 1/40,000. At least it's just here. No, liberals overseas too. Financial Times. Just 200 voluntary payments of extra tax received in the UK since 2000. He wants to meet them. They're probably not even real. They're probably bots. What are they, right? Who are these people? This is hilarious. Here, and by the way, in case you think like, oh, okay, well, not a lot of people pay voluntary taxes, even though they say they want more, not here in the UK. At least, you know, the big prominent Democrats pay their taxes. Americans for Tax Reform. How the Clintons cheated on their used underwear tax return. Remember that? Remember that, Joe? Bill Clinton claiming a deduction for used underwear they donated? Now, I'm rocking my TJs today. You see? I'll show you. Rocking a Tommy John's today. I promise you, I will not donate these, okay? I love Tommy John's. I will not donate them afterwards. I don't donate used underwear for a tax deduction. There's the Clintons. Ah, it's just the Clintons. That's just the Clintons. What about John Kerry?
You rang.
We did, Lurch. John Kerry says he mishandled the Fuhrer over yacht taxes on his yacht. That's so weird. It's like the Bidens, the Clintons. Does anybody pay taxes? And then he went pay taxes. What about Al Sharpton? Al Sharpton, big mouth on MSNBC. As Sharpton rose, so did his unpaid taxes, New York Times. Does anyone on the left pay taxes? Matter of fact, I'll one-up you. Does anyone on the left actually know anything about taxes at all? Or they just talk shit about fair, you pay your fair share. I'm going to end today with, if you have not seen this, Gee, this is evergreen, correct? I put this in the evergreen. This is my all-time favorite media clip ever on taxes. This goes to show you that liberals are not only frauds, but they're also imbeciles and morons. This is John Stossel interviewing Al Sharpton years ago on taxes about the fair share. This is the single greatest media clip I have ever seen in my life. We played this at least 10 times, and it's a banger every single time. Check this out.
The rich do not pay their share.
That's a widespread belief. But do the politicians even know how much of the income tax burden the rich pay now?
The top 1% in this country pays very much less than 10%, very much less than 5%.
So what's fair? The top 1% should pay 10% of America's income taxes? 20%? No.
They should pay somewhere around 15%. They don't pay 5%. Anybody could see that as unequal and unfair.
So they should pay 15%, he says. And the richest 1% now pay less than 10%. Then he said less than 5%. But that's so silly because, and I bet most of you don't know this, the IRS says the richest 1% of taxpayers already pay 34%, twice what Sharpton wanted them to pay. The Reverend barely reacted when I told him. They're already paying 34%.
No, I think that if you deal with the quality of their lives...
He quickly changed the subject. He never would admit how far off he was.
That is my number one. That even close second. I love the Thomas Sowell stuff. Yuri Bezmenov, we can play him endlessly. That's my favorite clip ever. These people are morons. They should pay 15%. They already pay 34%. No, I'm talking about the quality of their lives. Are you? Maybe he's talking about the quality of your life. You got that New York Times article again? As Sharpton rose, so did his unpaid taxes. I don't know. Did he clear that up? I don't know. Check that out. Maybe you want to come on the show, Al? You're more than welcome. Tell us what happened. I'm of the Jeep. Did he pay him? Did he pay? May have paid him by now. Who knows? Does he pay 34%? I'm just checking. Or 15 like he wanted to? I mean, he's clearly pretty rich. So I'm on a plane once. Put his head down. They're all phonies, folks. It's all part of this government mafia. They all hate you. I'm going to leave today as I started. I'm dead serious with this. Republican states, you better start working right now on getting Biden off the ballot. They want to play with fire. Let them play with fire. They've established precedent. Now you run with it. You don't do it. You don't have a sack on you. You're ballless eunuchs and you're totally useless. Get it done. They'll only learn if you show them. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in. I deeply appreciate it. I hope you saw part two of my Tucker interview. If you have not seen part one and two, they're on the Rumble channel right now, rumble.com/Bongino. Please, I humbly beg of you, download the Rumble app. The user interface is incredible. It's super easy to use. Download the app. Join us every day for the live chat. I was in there early today, like 9:30 or so. Show starts live at 11 a.m. Set up an account. It's free. Join us in the live chat. I will see you back here tomorrow. Thanks, folks.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.